Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Bing.
Should we get started here for Fells and Company and the General Electric light bulbs?
Who's going to blast off today, you or me?
Why don't you blast off?
Okay, here we go.
Every little breeze is sighing of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling, love is calling me home. I'm in heaven. When night is falling, love is calling me home.
Bing, how do you spell cleanliness?
Oh, that's easy. F-E-L-S.
But that spells Fells.
And Fells spells cleanliness. Like gentle Fells for dishes, instant Fells naphtha for laundry.
And both for a spotless reputation. You know, Fells has a fine reputation for cleaning.
A spotless reputation.
Why, Fells has been famous for cleaning power for generations.
And they're still champ. Why, if there's a new way to clean better, Fells has it.
I know. Take gentle Fells. Now, who but Fells would invent a dishwashing product that not only cleans your dishes in a jiffy, but also protects your hands while it's doing it?
Yeah, that's where lanolin comes in.
Yep. And Gentle Fells is the only dishwashing detergent that contains lanolin D to keep hands lovely and soft and dishes spotless clean.
And for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world,
all you need is water, a washer.
Any kind of washer.
Right. As I was saying, all you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and Instant Fells Naphtha.
It's the complete wash day product.
And Instant Fells Naphtha washes out every bit of dirt every single time. It does the complete job. Leaves wash clean, fresh, and soft, the way you want it.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products.
Gentle Fells for dishes.
And Instant Fells Naphtha for laundry. F-E-L-S Fells. Time to sing now, Rosemary.
Good. I'm going to sing Time for Love.
See, just what is the time for love?
Any time. You know that.
I'm just asking. That's all. Is this a new song, Rosie?
Oh, yes. This is new. Time for Love.
When you are near, the breeze is sigh. Time for love. Time for love. The stars write words across the sky. Time for love. Time for love. Let's follow where our hearts may lead. The night will show.
Now, if I may, I should like to ask all the single girls, all the unmarried girls listening, a little question. Girls, if a young fella came along with a $6,000 diamond and asked you to marry him, would you say yes? Here's the reason for this unusual query. A young fella found a $6,000 diamond in a diamond mine in Murfreesboro, Arkansas. Incidentally, that's the only diamond mine in the United States. Well, anyhow, finding this diamond mine, this seemed to have changed this young man's whole life. Now he claims the only possible thing for him to do is marry some nice girl and use the diamond for a wedding gift. He claims he's just got to use the diamond that way because if he sells it, he has to pay a 20% royalty to the owner of the land where he found it. And on top of that, he's going to get hooked for a chunk of income tax. So, you see for yourself, this chap will lose his shirt if he doesn't get hitched. Here's his pitch. Have diamond, we'll marry. I don't think this lad and his diamond will be kicking around loose for very long. Especially since it's leap year, and this diamond weighs 6.42 carats. Probably I'm belaboring the obvious here, but it seems mandatory to mention right in here somewhere that diamonds are a girl's best friend from the song of the same name. Also, the tax collectors, too. Now, which of you is going to grab Mr. 6.42 100? He lives in Murfreesboro, if you want to catch him. Buddy, what about switching to some musical glitter? Have you got some sparkling little bijou ready, Professor Cole?
Been traveling up north. How was the weather?
It was dark and dismal, Ken. You know, our northern territories are not drenched in sunshine. I fear that spring may be a little late this year.
Well, Bing, that handsome tan of yours makes you look younger than springtime. Bet you drew plenty of green-eyed glances.
Not so many, Rosie. Really, very few. The populace in other parts of the country are not precisely pale-faced. You know, lots of people have tans.
Have you considered the possibility that General Electric sun lamps...
Kenneth, you know what you did? You almost cut me off at the pass. I was about to suggest that our fair Miss Clooney purchased a GE sun lamp and get a head start on her summer tan.
Head start? How about the rest of me?
Well, I mean head to toe, Rosie. How's that? You could soak up a golden complexion in your living room or your bedroom in privacy. Isn't that nice? Confidentially, you know, I sometimes bask under my GE sun lamp while I'm shaving. I got the tannest razor in town.
I've always wanted to try a sun lamp. I'd like to build up a tan that'll keep me from getting sunburned when we go swimming this summer. I get burned and have to hide under towels.
That's a big boon to the towel industry, huh? But a serious loss to the other swimmers, I might add.
Well, Bing, shouldn't we point out that General Electric sun lamps fit ordinary AC lamp sockets or in a special holder you can clamp on a chair or bed?
Oh, yes, by all means, Ken. And GE sun lamps cost only $10 or so. That's certainly a modest price for do-it-yourself sunshine, huh?
Gentlemen, I'm sold. I shall start my summer tan tonight.
Here's Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's great song from the Broadway musical St. Louis Woman.
I'm gonna love you like nobody loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't you ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. Nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in. We're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
Ah, swell, Bing. Got a song ready, Rosie?
Oh, I'm always ready, Rosie, with a song, Ken.
You sure are. What's the selection?
Rogers and Hart's Mountain Greenery.
Ah, wonderful. Just what the airwaves need, a breath of fresh air.
Well, Mountain Greenery sure touts fresh air and other aspects of outdoor living.
Man, I can just smell the bacon frying over that open fire. Sure smells good.
Here's Mountain Greenery.
On the 1st of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job, throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait, must you wait? Just you wait in a mountain greenery where reception. In a beanery, bless our mountain greenery home. Machinery than our mountain greenery home. Home, sweet home.
Well, I do believe we've reached the end of another program.
And the end of another week.
But we'll be back right here Monday, friends. Right back here on this same station.
A happy weekend to all, including you, Bing.
Well, thank you. See you Monday, folks.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie.